Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Carol Gilbert, who's Assistant Secretary of the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. And Carol's here today to talk to us about Project CORE and all the various things that the state of Maryland is doing to help our neighborhoods. So Carol, welcome to the show.
Hello, Bill. Thanks for having me here. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy. And we want you busy because you're doing good stuff.
Thank you.
For all of us.
Very fortunate that the governor's given us great budgets and the legislature supported those budgets for great work in local neighborhoods.
Yes, indeed. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about DHCD, if I can call it that?
Sure. Well, DHCD, Department of Housing and Community Development, is a wonderful agency, and folks might not realize how big our investment is, not only in the state of Maryland at large, but in the city of Baltimore. And we have the we can do three great things for folks here in Baltimore. We can help create local affordable home ownership opportunities. Mm-hmm. We also invest in affordable rental housing. And the third area, the area that I'm most involved with and so really am excited to talk about, are our efforts to improve the vitality of local communities through our revitalization investments and small business investments. And, of course, what we'll be talking about soon, Project CORE.
Right, right. How can somebody find out more information about the department?
We have a great website. It's dhcd.maryland.gov. And Maryland is spelled out.
Okay. That's www.dhcd.maryland.gov.
Right.
Okay, great. Your title is Assistant Secretary.
Yeah.
Now that means in my decades of service for various organizations, the assistants are the ones that do all the work.
Oh, well, I think we have wonderful teams of folks who are doing all the work. I'm in the really great role of helping our secretary implement the governor's work for Maryland. Mm-hmm. So we have a team of about 40 people who work in our revitalization division and implement the great programs like Project CORE that work with local partners. We are not developers ourselves. We work with local developers and governments, like the city of Baltimore has wonderful teams that we're working with, and nonprofit developers and for-profit developers that are all working on home ownership and rental housing and community facilities with the grant funds and the loan funds that we supply.
Right. Folks are one of the reasons why I like to have somebody from DHCD and several of the other large government organizations and agencies on here is because we just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the average citizen does not know all of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes that actually supports in a very essential day-to-day way the prosperity and the you know, the way that the streets get repaired and the way that the housing gets repaired and some folks get stopped from being chucked out of their homes,
right,
et cetera.
Right. Many of your listeners may not know that the state's housing department is like a community bank. And we're there where there isn't other kinds of financing available in the regular market. So we're not replacing the market. We're just helping the market work for low and moderate income households so that everyone can participate in the vitality of their neighborhood, whether it's through home ownership or small business or, you know, renting a home in the neighborhood of their choice.
Right. And you've been doing this for quite a while. I know you and I knew you when you were back working for was it CPHA?
Oh, it was close. CPHA is a wonderful group. I was at the Neighborhood Design Center.
Ah.
And then later the Goldsecker Foundation. So that really was a privilege for me to work in those roles, because that's where I really learned about the great work happening in the community development world here in Baltimore. There are so many local heroes, right, in government and in the local nonprofit sector that we're still working with today. I've been with the state for about 10 years now, but I still work with some of the same wonderful heroes from days gone by when I was at the Neighborhood Design Center and later the Goldsucker Foundation. Yes.
Let's talk about Project Core.
Sure. This is a really unique project that has exponentially, really almost quadrupled the investment that we have at the department to invest in Baltimore City. And Project Core stands for Creating Opportunities for Renewal and Enterprise. And it's really the brainchild of Governor Hogan, who, after touring the devastation that was the result of the civil unrest from the spring of 2015, asked the department, asked many of his departments to step up and focus on what they could do to help Baltimore. And in our case, it became Project Core. And the governor committed $75 million, and then that is matched by at least $25 million from the city. So we, over 4 years, 16, 17, 18, and 19, we have targeted $100 million in absolutely new investment in Baltimore for basically for blight elimination in two ways. Blight is eliminated through demolition, of course, of vacant structures, but also it's, and this is less known, but very important, that we're eliminating blight by reusing and stabilizing these vacant structures where it warrants, where there's a particularly important historical building or a, you know, culturally significant building, which I can mention in a bit.
And something, you know, something that impacts the neighborhood.
Exactly. So something that might become a, it has to become a resource for the neighborhood. So, so, you know, blight elimination, demolition, and stabilization. And the demolition either results in an open space that's left as a, you know, very well-maintained space for the community, and we work very closely with local community associations. And, in fact, we provide small grants to improve the open spaces. Another very important track, though, is that these open spaces provide an opportunity for redevelopment and reinvestment. And that was from day one, you know, our aim and the governor's charge to us, that we're not just, you know, demolishing and creating spaces, which are important enough.
Right.
We're also creating opportunities for renewal and new investment.
Right. And could you possibly give us an example?
Yeah, I will.
Of, you know, something that, that brings us down to the street.
Yeah. The, I was just thinking about a few of these projects that we're going to visit soon because they've made some really good progress. Two projects that come to mind are in West Baltimore along North Avenue that they were, you know, they were once older row houses that had been long vacant.
Yeah, near Coppin?
Near Coppin, yeah. Right. Not too long back, the governor helped kick off a series of projects that included the demolition at the Walbrook, old Walbrook Lumberyard, which is has been vacant for some time.
Yeah.
And the nonprofit and for-profit developers are partnering there to create more than 100 apartment units that will be affordable to families that earn, you know, very modest amount of you know, annual income. And not too far down the street, but to the west, along North Avenue again, is another affordable rental housing project. I believe it's called North Avenue Gateway. It's this the second of two gateway projects along North Avenue that it, that also used to be derelict row houses, but it's being has been, you know, it's about halfway done now for another 100 or so units of affordable rental housing. So all told, these kinds of projects with the $75 million coming from the city will actually bring more than $500 million in absolutely new investment the revitalization of local neighborhoods.
Yeah, and the one of the important things about that that you and I have learned too much, if you will, over the years, is that sometimes an investment, just in somebody fixing up their stoop can stimulate other folks to do it. It has ripple effects.
Right.
That can affect not only that neighborhood, but adjacent neighborhoods.
Right, right.
And that's an area of North Avenue that definitely needs some help.
Yeah, and just I'm glad you mentioned that because we want to work at all different levels of development. You know, an apartment building is a big development, mm-hmm. but a stoop and a row house is just as important. And we're working with, on North Avenue, in fact, a nonprofit that may be very familiar to your audience, the Neighborhood Housing Services of Baltimore.
I was going to say they used to have an office down there.
Okay. They've been very, very active in working locally and helping people, you know, develop into homeowners. And they're looking at a three-block stretch of North Avenue between the Gateway Project I mentioned and Walbrook Junction, the Walbrook property, to rehab the row houses for mm-hmm. homeownership.
Right.
So we really want to help the community achieve its aims, which is to reinvent, bring North Avenue back, renew
right.
it to
right.
what it once was, which was a can be a vital commercial corridor for the surrounding neighborhoods.
Back when Billie Holiday ruled.
Okay.
That area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. How do you pick the projects?
Thank you.
Is there public
yes.
input in that?
Yes, there is. With respect to the demolition sites, the city of Baltimore goes through a very careful process of working at the grassroots level, mm-hmm. visiting all the neighborhood associations to ask them to nominate properties that they feel are really ones that need to come down. Nobody wants to see some of these beautiful houses demolished, but there are more houses than there are people, and
right.
so some of them really do need to come down for the safety of the community and for the chance that the community can attract new residents.
Yeah, important.
So for the demolition list of properties, the city does this very careful vetting through the city housing and city planning departments. We attend many of those meetings in order to answer questions about demolition, and we eventually come to a list. There's many, many thousands more on the list than we can at any mm-hmm. one time
mm-hmm. I'm sure.
proceed with, but we eventually come to a list. We're in the fourth of our four-year initiative, so we've just finished finishing the identification of that fourth list of 500 sites mm-hmm. that will be demolished by the end of the year. And I want to mention, before I forget, that in addition to this very careful process of getting input from the community for what they want to see demolished, we also make sure that the local communities, once it's time to demolish a block, that they are aware that it's about to happen. So our communications department sends this very, very nice little brochure out to residents within a certain block area around a
right.
demo site, and it talks all about the demolition and how we're making it very safe.
That's great. We're getting towards the end of the show, and I wanted to make sure that folks knew a great place to find out more
yeah.
information and to find out how they can nominate something
yeah.
that could get on the list.
Yeah, the best place to find out about Project Core is the state DHCD's website, which is, as you mentioned at the top of the session, dhcd.maryland.gov. There's also a email information line that you can use to reach us, and that's project.core@maryland.gov. I'll say
okay.
that one more time, project.core, all lowercase, @maryland.gov. So any that will be looked at every day. So
mm-hmm.
if you have any thoughts about what you've heard or any questions that you might want us to help you understand, we're very anxious to help answer and address those ideas and questions.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, though, we've run out of time. For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Our guest today has been Carol Gilbert, Assistant Secretary of the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.